This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtis Demai, Perek Vov, Mishnah Aleph. HaMekabel, Sodom Yisrael, Min HaNochri, U'min HaKusi, Yechalek Lefnehem. If a sharecropper works the land of a Jew, or a Goy, or a Kusi, in exchange for a percentage of the crops, he may divide the produce with the owner and leave the owner to tithe his own share. And that is what the Mishnah means, HaChayker Sadim Yisrael, Tayreim V'naisin Loi. If he works for a Jewish landowner in exchange for paying the owner a set amount of produce, he must separate Truma before giving it. Amma Rabbi Yehuda, Emusai, Bizman Shenosin Lo Ma'isa Sada Uma'isa Amin. Aval Im Nosin Lo Mesoda Acheris O Mimin Acher Meiser V'Nosin Loi. Reb Yehuda said that this is true when he pays the owner from the same field and the same crop that he worked on. If he pays from a different field or a different crop from the same field, then he must also separate Meiser. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mesechtis Tamai, Perik Vav Mishnah Beis, HaChayker, Soda Min HaNochri, Meiser V'Noisin Loi. If he works for a Goyish landowner in exchange for paying the owner a set amount of produce, he must always separate Meiser before giving it. This is a Drabbanan enactment to discourage Yidden from working in fields owned by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael and thus pressuring the Goy into selling their land back to the Yid. Reb Yehuda Omer, Afa Mekabel Sada Avaysav Min HaNochri Meiser V'Noisin Loi. Reb Yehuda said that if a Jewish sharecropper works a field that a Goy stole from that Jew's forefathers, then even if he pays a percentage of the crop, he must miser it first. This is to further encourage him to buy back his ancestral property. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Mesechtis Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kayin V'Levi, Shekiblu Sadim Yisrael, Kishem Shecholken Bachulin, Kacholken Batruma. If a Kayin or Levi sharecropper work a field owned by a Yisrael and it's for a percentage of the crops, then just as they divide with him the chulin produce, they also divide the tithes, which the owner can give to whichever Kayin or Levi he wishes. Reb Eliezer Omer, Af HaMaisreis Shalehen, Shal Manas Kain Bo. Reb Eliezer said that the Kayin or Levi workers may keep the tithes of all the produce, since they had this added value in mind when they started working. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mesechtis Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael Shekibel, Mekoyin Umalevi, HaMaisreis Lebailim. If a Yisrael shearcropper works a field owned by a Kayin or Levi for a percentage of the crops, the owner keeps the tithes of all the produce. Reb Yishmael Omer, HaKartoni Shekibel Sada MeYerushalmi, Maaser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. Reb Yishmael said that if a non-resident of Yerushalayim works a field owned by a resident of Yerushalayim, the Yerushalmi owner keeps all the Maaser Sheni. V'chachamim oimrim, yochol hu hakartoni la'alois ula'ochloi b'Yerushalayim. The Chachamim argue. They say that since the non-Yerushalmi worker can bring his share to Yerushalayim to eat it, that is what he should do. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Hamekabel Zeisim Lashemen, Keshem Shecholken Bachulin, Kacholken Batruma. If a Yisrael worker receives olive trees from a Kohen or Levi, or vice versa, to harvest them and squeeze the olives in exchange for a percentage of the oil, then, just as they divide the chulin oil, they also divide the tithes. Reb Yehuda Omer, Yisrael shekibel mekayin umalevi, zeisim lashemen lemachtzis sechar hamaisois lebailim. Reb Yehuda said that the kohen or Levi owner keeps the tithes in this case. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Beishamai Oimrim, Lo Yimker Odom es Zesov, Ela Lechavir. Beishamai said that one may sell his olives only to a person who is trusted to preserve them in ritual purity. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Af Lamaiser. Beis Hillel said that it is enough if the buyer can be trusted to tithe them. Utsnuye Beis Hillel Hayanoyagin Kedivei Beis Shammai. However, even among Beis Hillel, those who are especially careful with mitzvahs followed Beis Shammai's ruling in this matter. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim shebotzru es karmehem l'toich gas achas. Echad meiser ve'echad she'enu meiser. Hama'eiser ma'asa shaloi ve'chelkoi b'chol mokum shehu. If two partners squeeze their grapes together in the same grape press, one of whom is trusted to have tithed his grapes and the other is not, each of them receive a share of wine that is considered half tithed and half demai. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Shnayim shekiblu soda ba'arisus. Oy Shiyoshu oi shenishtapfu yochel hu loimer toil ata chitim shebemokum pleini vani chitim shebemokum pleini ata yayin shebemokum pleini vani yayin shebemokum pleini. If two partners work together as sharecroppers, two brothers inherited a field, or two people entered a partnership, one may tell the other, you take the wheat over there, and I will take the wheat over here, such that he can tithe his own portion without worrying whether his partner tithed the other, or you take the wine over there, and I will take the wine over here. Aval, lo yoymar lo tol atachitim v'ani sa'ayrim, or tol atayayin v'ani shemen. However, he may not say, you take all the wheat, and I will take all the barley. Or you take all the wine, and I will take all the oil. Why is this? Because since this is considered, considering trading shares, in which case he would be obligated to tithe the half that he trades with the other person who cannot be trusted to tithe it. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Choviv Am Haoretz, Shiyorshu Esavim Am Haoretz, Yochalu Loimaloi Tol Ata Chitim Shebemokum Pleini, Vani Chitim Shebemokum Pleini, Ata Yayin Shebemokum Pleini, Vani Yayin Shebemokum Pleini. If two brothers, one of whom is a Chaver, meaning he's trusted in matters of purity and tithing, and the other Am Ha'aret, who is not trusted, so and they both inherited a field from their father, who was an Am Ha'aretz, the Chaver may tell his brother, you take the wheat over there, and I will take the wheat over here. or you take the wine over there, and I will take the wine over here. Avalo yoimar lo tol atachitim v'ani sa'ayim, tol atahalach v'ani hayavish. However, he may not say, you take all the wheat and I will take all the barley, or you take all the wine and I will take all the oil, or you take the wet goods, which are susceptible to ritual impurity and assumed to be impure, and I will take the dry goods. That is the end of Mishnah Tess. Mesechtes Tamai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, Gir v'nachri, sheyorshu es avim nachri. Yochlu loymer, toil ata avoyde zora, v'ani mois, ata yayin, v'ani peiros. If a gir and a goy inherited from their father, the goy, the gir may tell his brother, you take the idols and I will take the money, or you take the wine, which is Yayin Nesach, and I will take the other produce. V'im mishibo'u l'rishus ha-ger aser. However, once the ger has taken possession of half of the entire property, he may no longer traded it with his brother the goy. Just as it is forbidden to sell idols or Yayin Nesach, it is forbidden to trade them, and that is the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtes Tamai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamoicha Peiris B'Suria, V'Omar Mishel Eretz Yisrael Hein, Chayv La'aser, Mo'osra Hein, Neman, Ha'pesha Oser, Hu Ha'pesha Hitter. Now, produce grown by Goyim in Syria is exempt from tithing. If an Amoret sells produce in Syria, but admits that they were grown in Eretz Yisrael, then they must be tithed. If he claims they were already tithed, then he would be believed, since the rule is that the mouth that forbade is the mouth that permits. Since he was the one who told us that they were obligated and tithed in the first place, we can believe him that they were tithed. Mishali hein chayv la'aser, mu'usrin hein neman, sha'peh sha'oser, hu'apeh sha'hitter. If he admits that he grew them in his own land in Syria, they must be tithed. If he claims they were already tithed, he is believed, since the rule is the mouth that forbade is the mouth that permits. V'im yadua sheyesh lo soda achas besuria chayv la'aser. However, if we already knew that he has a field in Syria, he is not believed that he tithed them, and they must be tithed again as demai. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtes Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis. Am ha'oret sha'om lechaver, kachli agudas yerek, kachli gluskon echod, lekeich stam upoter. If an am ha'oret asks a chaver to buy for him a bundle of vegetables or a cake, and the chaver bought one for himself and one for the am ha'oret without distinguishing which is which, he need not tithe what he gives to the am ha'oretz. V'im omar shali ze v'zeh shal chaveri v'nisarvu chayv la'aser v'afilu hein meya. However, if he specifies which is his and which is the am ha'oretz's, and then gets them mixed up, he must tithe it before he gives it to the am ha'oretz, since he may not give his own untithed goods to an am ha'aretz. This is true even if he bought 100 for the am ha'aretz and only one for himself. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.